Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
If you are wanting to get really serious about your real estate investing, then create something locally and bring in speakers.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm gonna do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, hello, hello. How you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this is a show where we cut out the fluffy stuff. And today it's Follow Along Friday, so I'm going to talk about what I got going on. And I want to relate it back to you, as always. So today I want to talk about the top 7 things I'm doing right now to build both the investor list for my deals as well as finding more deals, whether they're on market or off market. So these are the top 7 tactics that I'm using to build my real estate business, because, you know, real estate business comprises of deals and money, right? If you got the deals, then you got the money, you'll find the money, or you got the money, you get the deals. Here we go. Top 7 things in... Are these in order? I'm going to say they're in order. We'll go with that. All right. Number 1, podcast. Well, of course, you know I'm doing the podcast. This month actually have increased by 500 new listeners. So all 500 of you new best ever listeners, welcome. So glad to have you. And looking forward to continuing to build a relationship with you. And if you ever have any questions for me directly, you can tweet me at Joe Fairless or email me info@joefairless.com. The podcast is rock and roll. We had Scott McGilvery on the show from HGTV this week. Just a wonderful interview with him, not because of anything I was doing, but he's just a really insightful guy when it comes to building your real estate business and being super savvy too on how to market yourself. So the podcast is one of the ways, and it's the top way that I'm making things happen from a marketing and deal standpoint, because I get a lot of deals both on market or quote unquote off market. Sometimes they're not, but sometimes they are off market deals and they're really good ones. Have not closed on one yet, but have a couple that we're looking at, and if and when I do close on one from a best ever listener, then I shall let you know.
The other thing that I want to mention with the podcast is I am always looking to continually improve it and figure out ways to just make it better for you. Because ultimately, that's what this is for. It's to serve you and make sure that you're getting the most out of it. So if you ever have any feedback or any suggestions, then I'm all ears, my friend. info@joefairless.com, info@joefairless.com. Okay, the second is Bigger Pockets. If you're not a member of Bigger Pockets, then my goodness, you need to become a member. I've been a member for, I don't know, like 5-6 years maybe, and it's been a great way to build my business. It's, you know, there's just investors all over the world. The conversations within the online forum are intelligent for the most part. They're intelligent. And what I love about it is there's so many people on there and the moderators are so strict that it keeps the focus on what matters. And again, for the most part, there's always exceptions, but there's not a lot of stuff that you are like, wait a second, there's no way that's a legit type of statement because that person would get called out many times over. So Bigger Pockets is, I'd say, my number two best marketing tool that I'm using to build my real estate business. Number three would be the clients that I have. So I consult investors who are raising money and buying apartment communities. I teach them how to raise the money and buy apartment communities. Just yesterday, I got an email from one of my clients, and he said that he has a client in his company that knows of, and they are needing to do a 1031 exchange. They got good amount of money, I'll just say that, and they need to make it happen within about 45 to 90 days. He asked if I had anything. Well, I do. My business partner is actually in Dallas-Fort Worth right now making offers on deals. And assuming that certain things line up, then we would be able to close within that very short window of time. So if something transpires, more to come on that. If not, then no need to talk about it anymore. But the point is that with the clients, you know, I have about 20 clients, maybe a little over 20 clients that I work with personally, that allows me, one, to see more deals because as they're doing deals, I'm able to just see more deals. But then two, it just expands the network of friendships that I have, and I'm building really strong relationships with people across the nation doing exactly what I'm doing, and then we can partner on deals, and that feeds business as well. So it's a win-win scenario, and that's, you know, something that I've seen help build not only their business, but then also my business. That's one of the reasons I do it. Number four is volunteering. And I've talked about this many times before, so I'll make this short and sweet. But boy, the volunteering that I've done has tremendously grown my business. I'll give you specific examples. Whenever I joined the Alumni Advisory Board for Texas Tech's College of Media and Communications, I didn't know what I was getting into and or how that would impact my life, but I've been on the board for about 5 or 6 years. Well, I go to the meeting in Lubbock, Texas every year. I've always gone and attended the meeting. I've never missed a meeting, and I've just built relationships with the successful alums of the College of Media and Communication at Texas Tech. As a result, my first deal, I have two investors who I met from that. And since then, I'd say over $750,000 of money has been raised from investors I met in person at that board. And the whole reason I joined the board was to help college students get the skills that they weren't necessarily honing as much in the classroom and get, you know, help them with some real world stuff based on the things I'd learned when I was working in advertising industry. So, you know, you start with the heart and you volunteer and you do good stuff, and then, you know, it leads to some big things because you're connecting with people on a real level while you're serving others who need it. And, you know, I'm applying that same model, same approach to Cincinnati, where I'm on the board for Junior Achievement here in Cincinnati, helping serve kids who aren't as privileged as others and teaching them entrepreneurial skills. It's a great cause. My grandfather was involved in it. I love it. And I'm also on the board with CFO of United Dairy Farmers and a high-up executive at Messer, which is a construction company, a big old construction company here in the Cincinnati area. So there's all sorts of benefits that I've seen from volunteering, but I didn't start with the reason of volunteering because I wanted to get more money from investors or find more deals, off-market deals. I started because these are two things I really felt passionate about, and then, you know, just built relationships along the way. Number five is a new one. It's actually something I signed up for about a month ago, and you're aware of this because you've heard me mention it, and that is the text service where you text in a keyword that's associated to me. You receive a text back that asks for your email address, and you sign up, and then you're on my newsletter, as well as you receive a free resources guide for apartment investing. It's like top 30 resources that I have come across for investing in apartments, you know, when I'm looking at deals, things like that. Well, that's been just a great, great tactic. I've gotten a lot of best ever listeners who have opted in on that. And if you haven't, then you can text BEST, the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to the number 38470. That's B-E-S-T to 38470. And I send out a weekly recap every week, recapping a couple of the learnings that I've had from this week's episode. So I know I'm throwing a lot of episodes at you every week, and it's tough to keep up sometimes. So if you get this email, then you'll be able to read a couple of the learnings I've gotten from these episodes of that week. So all you got to do is text 38470 and write the word BEST, B-E-S-T, and it'll ask you to put in your email address. You will, and then you'll receive the newsletter, and you will also get a link to the apartment resources guide that I've got. So that's been a really good tactic. I use Call Loop, C-A-L-L-L-O-O-P. It's like $30 a month, or you can do a pay-as-you-go service as well. I've had great experience with it. I recommend it. And then the fifth thing is the Cincinnati meetup that I created. There's one thing I want to mention about this. When you create a meetup, create scarcity within the meetup. And what I mean by that is don't make it so everybody who wants to attend can attend, because then when you're building something, the word of mouth won't be as high compared to if you limit the amount of people who can attend. And then if they don't get in, if they don't sign up fast enough, then they're going to have to wait for the next month. Now, I didn't intentionally do this. I actually just stumbled onto it because the space that we've got is not large enough to hold the amount of people who eventually want to attend. But now that that's taken place, I just got a message, and it was actually through Bigger Pockets. And here's what the message says. Hey Joe, a guy named blank blank mentioned that you host a regular meetup for real estate investors located here in the Cincinnati area. Not sure what all that entails or how I gain access to the secret handshake that will allow me to attend, but I'm interested in learning more about local real estate scene and would appreciate information regarding your meetup. Well, that's the type of message I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I'm building the scarcity and word of mouth, and you're creating the anticipation around the next event that you create. I can tell you firsthand that I've seen that tactic work. And again, I did not do this intentionally. It's just the space that we had only sat so many people. But yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever, I sent out the link to the March meeting. And within 24 hours, it was filled up. And I'd never had that happen before. Usually, it takes like a week or 2 weeks. So the momentum is definitely building. And how this is all tying back to the bottom line in my business, well, shoot, I'm building a relationship with 80 plus real estate investors in Cincinnati. And they know what I'm looking for, deals primarily, apartment communities, 150 units above. And through those relationships, then something will happen. I don't know what, but something will happen. And it's really about being a thought leader in your local area. And I've mentioned this before, but it's important to mention again, if you are wanting to get really serious about your real estate investing and you want to raise more money or do more deals, then create something locally and have people attend, bring in speakers. If you don't have that experience yet, bring in speakers. What I do, with the mastermind, I don't even present anything. I'm just talking about what I'm doing along with everybody else who attends. So, you know, there's no like sales pitch or anything. It's just, hey, this is our mastermind. This is what we're committing to do. This is our challenge. And now let's go out and do it. And we talk through the challenges within the group. So create a meetup and add scarcity to it by only limiting a certain amount of people. And by the way, my meetup's free to attend. But there's only a certain amount of people who can attend. So those are the top five things that I'm doing. Now, notice what I didn't mention. I didn't mention social media, did I? I didn't mention Twitter. I didn't mention Facebook. I didn't mention Instagram. I didn't mention YouTube. So really quick on those. YouTube, my team has just started uploading the podcast into YouTube, and that's a slow growth, but I'm also doing the weekly raising money and buying apartments tip where it's actually filmed, and that goes out every Sunday, and that's actually in the weekly newsletter, by the way. So that is something I'm doing. I think it's a longer term play for me, but right now it's not generating really any noteworthy results. Same with Twitter. I've got tons of followers on Twitter. Some of them I got through Fiverr.com, so I don't know exactly how many real people there are. I'm not sure how exactly that process works. I did that like 2 years ago and then don't know how to unfriend them or unfollow them without doing it manually. But Twitter is just, for me, it hasn't been as effective. I don't think it's tough for me to track. I haven't spent a lot of time tracking it. I'm just judging based on the number of retweets and favorites. Facebook is, I don't know. I'm not sure about Facebook. I've done sponsored posts. I've got like, I don't know, 1,000 or so likes, maybe 1,500 on my Facebook page, but I don't know what that does. I haven't seen any direct results in some relationships in these social media platforms, but nothing noteworthy from a quantitative standpoint. The relationships I built on them are certainly substantive. The ones that I've met over the phone or through email. And Instagram, I just don't enjoy posting on social media, quite frankly. It's just not my thing. So I haven't put a lot of focus on these. And perhaps that's why I don't get as much out of the social media platforms compared to volunteering and working with clients and creating in-person meetups. But I also think that having those direct conversations are more substantive, and they help build relationships a lot better than seeing Facebook posts and Instagram pictures or tweets. However, they're not as scalable. So, you know, that's one of the beauties of social media. That's why all roads lead back to the podcast, because this is scalable. We're able to have this conversation right now. And if I don't know exactly what you're doing right now, but right now I might be sleeping. You know, I might be hanging out in Gatlinburg with Colleen, my girlfriend. We might be doing all sorts of stuff, and I'm able to post this because I'm able to post this after I record it, and you can listen to it whenever the heck you want to listen to it. So all roads lead back to, in my opinion, the podcast being the number one marketing tool that I'm using. And again, to recap the five: podcast, bigger pockets, the in-person meetup, clients, and volunteering, and call loop is the other. So I think I got my numbers mixed up, but the point is that this is all about the top tactics. So I'm going to say there's six. If I started out saying there's seven or five, then I was wrong. There are six that are really working for me. Hope you have the best every weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Do you need more leads for your real estate business, and do you need a platform to help you get those leads? Well, Danny Johnson, previous Best Ever Guest, episode 294, has exactly the solution for you, best ever listeners. Go to leadpropeller.com, and that's going to help you, well, get more leads. He's got a website service that you can sign up for. It's a money-back guarantee for the first 30 days, so no risk involved. Leadpropeller.com. You can also click the link in the show notes page, and that will take you right there. Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com, and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.